monitoring.
ULP AA1RD.
This is KO4 ULP. How are you today, Bob?
A great day, Alexander. Just all in all, everything's gone really well. How about you? How's your day been?
It's been pretty well. I'd say maybe about an hour ago, maybe, came back from playing hockey with another school for their after-school sports. They let homeschoolers join in their sports, it was fun.
That is fantastic. Is it ice hockey? Are you on skates?
Only floor hockey for right now.
That's a number of years. Not that I would ever want to go back, but I spent a number of years in Boston, and ice hockey was so popular there, and I was always very impressed with the people that could get out there on the skates and play that game. But anyway, great. Well, it's good to hear your voice. I was hoping I would hear from you on the air today because I wanted to let you know that I'm pretty flexible timing-wise. I know I heard you say that your dad was going to be pretty busy this coming weekend, but don't hesitate to find a time that works well for you and your dad and your mom, and let me know, and I'll be glad to come over and see if we can get that HF rig working for you.
And that will do, and I'll have to talk to them and, you know, see if we can get a time worked out, because I'm excited to figure out what's the matter with it, and just, it stumps me. I wonder, could there be something interfering with the antenna?
Could be, but the thing is, because you can get out and you can transmit on it with pretty low SWR, it suggests that the antenna is matched fairly well to the radio at that frequency, which means that it should be picking up signals pretty well, especially if other people can hear you. You know, there's a good chance that you should be able to hear them. So I don't know. I mean, we'll find out. I'll bring an antenna analyzer, and we can look at the antenna. I'll bring my 7300 ICOM, which has a waterfall display, and we'll listen on various bands and see what we can see in terms of signals coming in. And then I can also bring a couple of pieces of diagnostic equipment that will allow us to not only test the transmitter in your 10TAC, but also test the receiver. So when we're all said and done, we should be able to have some better idea of what's going on there.
That would be really helpful. You know, this is also another learning experience for me to also learn more about you know, how to do this type of stuff, and I've also been kind of enjoying the soldering iron that he gave me. It's worked, you know. I made a light out of an old car tail light, took the light bulb and soldered it onto a adapter so I can, you know, plug it into the wall, and it lit up. It got hot really fast.
Well, you know, soldering skills are some of the most important skills that you can have when you're interested in electronics. I have been restoring an old Zenith post-World War II shortwave receiver, and it's all tube type, and it's full of what's known as point-to-point wiring, and boy, does it demand some really good desoldering as well as soldering skills. I'll try to remember when I come over, I'll bring you some stuff that will help you desolder, which is as important really as soldering when you think about, you know, repairing something or making something and trying to correct a mistake.
I haven't really gotten a chance to try circuit board soldering, but something was wrong with our air conditioning and heating unit, and it was the defrost circuit board, so we had to take that out and put a new one in, so now I have a circuit board to practice on, so I was going to try to see if I could melt the solder and take out components and try to restart it back on, but for some reason I have a feeling that wouldn't work too well.
You you get the right desoldering equipment, it'll work just fine. You'll be able to desolder a resistor or a capacitor, take it out, clean it up, maybe even measure it for its value, and then put it back in and resolder it. I've been doing some of that on this old Zenith radio over the last week or so, and having a great time. Brings back memories from when I was your age and a little older.
So what do you mean measuring it for its value?
Suppose that you desolder a resistor, and let's suppose that it has a color code on it that you decode to indicate that it is a 1,000 ohm resistor. Well, maybe it's changed its value over the years or got burned inside and is no longer 1,000 ohms. So you'd like to measure it with a meter and say, it's still a 1,000 ohm, or what we would say a 1K, K for kilo ohm, a 1K resistor. So the meter that you have there, I believe, measures ohms. And so you could take the resistor, put it on the meter, and read its actual value.
I just did volts, but I haven't figured out how to start to even use that thing.
If you look around the dial, there might be a symbol on there that is it kind of looks like a horseshoe standing on its end. So it's got two little feet that are flat, and then it's got this loop. And that indicates that is the symbol for ohms. And if it has that symbol around its outside, then it is it will measure resistance. But yeah, I'll bring over some desoldering stuff and be glad to show you a few things there as well. Anyway, I'm looking forward to it when it works well for you and your family. I'm glad you're all healthy again.
The voltmeter here. And it does have that symbol on it, so, that'd be fun to do to see if there is, see if I can maybe do a little bit of diagnosing to see actually what went wrong with the circuit board.
And they also make capacitance meters, which will measure the value of capacitors. Now, that's not built into your meter, because that's a little bit more of a difficult piece of test equipment to build, but you can buy a capacitance meter and measure the capacitors and see if they're still intolerance. Anyway, all of this is ahead for you, and you will you're going to really enjoy exploring all of this as time goes on. Well, very good. Well, I just wanted to say hi, let you know that I'm looking forward to seeing you and your dad, and I'm flexible, so don't hesitate to reach out if and when there's a time that makes sense for you guys. So you take care. Have a good evening.
You also have a good evening yourself.
This is Alpha Alpha 1 Romeo Delta. I'll be clear with KO4 ULP on your final, sir.
And have a good rest of your evening. This is KO4 ULP, and I'm clear. KO4 uniform, Lima Papa, and monitoring.